My name's Martin Scott. I'm a principal analyst at Analysys Mason, and I specialize in video strategies. I'd like to talk briefly about the results of some of our recent research into consumer smartphone usage and how people watch video on their mobile devices. Really, they consume it in bite-sized chunks, as you might expect. The average viewing session for YouTube is 6.8 minutes. For an American pay TV service like DirecTV, it's 7 minutes. But then if you look at the UK multi-screen services, it's over 10 minutes, 10.1, and Netflix dominates with the highest engagement rate of any video app at 10.2 minutes per session. What's driving this difference? It depends partly on the types of content which is being consumed. YouTube is clearly geared towards short form, whereas multi-screen services tend to be inclined towards longer form content, by which I mean, say, a 20-minute episode or a full feature film. It's also partly down to the types of devices on which these different things are consumed. So if you look at tablet consumption versus smartphone consumption, we'll see a strong favour for multi-screen services on tablets relative to smartphones. Video consumption isn't just about video services and apps. Social media is a really significant contributor to overall video consumption on smartphone devices. We've conducted this research several times over the years, and in our last set of research from 2013, social media accounted for 11% of all time that people spent on their smartphones and 11% of all data traffic. If we fast forward to our 2016 data, social media usage has gone up to 16% of all time, but 28% of all data traffic. So the ratio has gone from 1-to-1 between time and traffic to 2-to-1. This extra bump in traffic, we believe, is all down to the integration of video content within social media networks, and in particular, Facebook. Does video consumption stimulate mobile data use? Yes, absolutely. Social media is a key part of that. But operator tariffs that integrate free consumption of certain types of video or the integration of certain value-added services that are video-based is really stimulating mobile video consumption. 26% of all users in our panel strongly favoured consuming video on cellular networks versus over Wi-Fi. The role of subscription video on demand services such as Netflix is obviously also a significant part of this, and penetration has increased, hence its impact on the cellular network has also increased. The real standout apps that really we should be paying the most attention to are, as you might expect, YouTube. But what you might not expect is that 78% of all smartphone users in our study, irrespective of age or geography, were using YouTube, and that's a really high number. Netflix is important from the point of view of engagement. As I said, the average session duration was over 10 minutes per instance of using the app. And the UK multi-screen services are also worth paying attention to because they have particularly high engagement levels. Other stuff not covered in the research but that I think is important includes the use of NPVR services. NPVR functionality, which is where you can mark an upcoming video to be recorded online and saved onto your network PVR, is now an integral part of propositions in America and also in France through services such as Molotov. I think we're going to see a lot more of that in the next few years, and that's going to become a significant factor in operator mobile video propositions as well.